on your mind. Wednesday edition of the program Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily and take your calls. You can dial us up right now and get ready to roll and ask your questions of your member of Congress. He slots an hour every Wednesday to join us on the program, and barring any last-minute committee work or votes or anything else, is here for the lion's share of the hour to take your calls, your questions, and your comments. So a great opportunity for you to take advantage of 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the telephone numbers. One more time, nice and slow for you. Grab a pen, jot this down, and maybe even really honor us by putting it in your favorites. 800-228-0550. When you call, you have two options. You can press 1 and leave a message. Just leave your comment, your question, your name. We always like to know where you, you know, who you are and where you're calling from, if we can. And then, you know, we'll get those questions in queue for Congressman Cramer. Or you can press 2 and then we'll have a conversation. And, by the way, sometimes we end up with quite a few calls for Congressman Cramer on a number of issues. And so what we'll try and do is get right to your question and give Kevin a chance to respond. If you have a follow-up or a second question or a different topic or something, let us know on the front end so we make sure we get that in, because we want to make sure we get your answer. But we tend to move pretty quick on these just to be able to try and get in as many people as possible. So that's why I really encourage folks to call in advance and leave their comments, and a few of you have already today for Congressman Cramer. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number. While we're waiting for Kevin, I haven't had a chance to mention this yet, but a dog lover that I am, I couldn't help but have just a great warm fuzzy over this story out of Cooperstown, North Dakota. 3-year-old boy missing for nearly 6 hours Monday night, discovered safe after an hours-long air-foot bloodhound horseback ATV search. According to the Griggs County Sheriff Robert Hook, the boy's parents, Robert and Brock Ernest, called 911 about 8:30 p.m. on Monday night to the little boy missing. And their son Carson and their dog Cooper were missing from their farm seven miles northwest of Cooperstown. And the mom told WDAY-TV on Tuesday she hoped their son was with Cooper after Carson didn't come in from playing outside. You think of the worst, but then I knew Cooper was gone. If anyone was going to find him, they'd just have to find Cooper. Anyway, so they send out all these, you know, ATV everywhere else looking, and they finally found the little bugger. About 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, about a mile southeast of the family farm, someone came, knocked on the door, said, "We found him," and the boy was lying down with the dog on top of him, shielding him from the cold and the rain. The little boy told his mom, "I was really scared, but Cooper laid on me. He kept me warm." Isn't that something? Great story. Way to go, Cooper. And Carson's home safe. So one of those stories that has ended well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. And we're going to get right to the calls here today because they're stacking up, and we love to get to everybody. So we'll get right to it, and we'll welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. Congressman Cramer takes your calls, any and all topics. Dennis, on I-29, what's on your mind, Dennis?
This Clean Water Act is on my mind. I want to know what I can do to help stop it or control it or minimize the damage or whatever. I'm a township supervisor and a county commissioner and a rancher, and I suspect I'm going to be affected in all three areas.
Yeah,
by this thing.
You certainly are, and I think you were talking about the Clean Water Act. I didn't hear you right at the front end, and this water in the U.S., which we have, I guess, talked about somewhat on this show, Dennis. One of the things I'd say for sure is in all of those capacities is to make sure that we get a good record of your comments, and so. Hopefully, if somebody from my shop, maybe we could even get in touch with you after this to get the statement and get some comments. Make sure we get them into the record as this rule is promulgated out or as it's considered. The rule, you know, just to reiterate for folks, basically is that the Clean Water Act, you know, was designed to, you know, do what the title implies, but it gave jurisdiction to of navigable waters and the interstate waters to EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And ever since that time, they've been basically taking navigable waters back to the raindrop to try and find that place, that part in that vertical integration where they can assume even more authority. And in two situations previous to this one, twice the federal courts have slapped them back and said, no, the Clean Water Act is very clear. You have limited jurisdiction. You don't get to have jurisdiction over every waterway, stream, pond, potential wetland, or a raindrop that falls on a farmer's land. That they, undaunted by that, they keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. And so now they've tried. And by the way, the same thing has been tried in Congress twice and not prevailed previously in 2011, I think maybe 2009, something like that. So, you know, the EPA and the Corps of Engineers have been shot down in every attempt to do this, Dennis. So they're going to keep trying. We're going to keep shooting them down, keep pushing back on it until such time as we have enough people in the Congress to undo it if we can. But I would just say keep saying what you're saying and let's get in touch so that you can, in all those capacities, you have a unique perspective, I think, get some comments filed.
All right. Thank you very much.
I would also add, Dennis, talk to your neighbors, talk to folks at the supermarket, talk to, you know, people wherever you work and live. I think what happens on a lot of this stuff is it just becomes noise. You know, you sort of just get tuned out to it. And someone that knows it well, like yourself, in the capacity of being on the township board and being a rancher, you know it. You know how it'll affect your livelihood. And a simple conversation. Do you know what they're proposing? Because then there's more voices speaking out, right, Kevin?
You know, you raise an important point, Scott, because one of the biggest challenges out here for a member like myself and certainly for our senators is the urbanization of America. And so rural voices become fewer and fewer. And in my case, in the House of Representatives, it's even more profound because, of course, the House, the people's House, is based on population. And so, you know, we're always having to sort of make this case and rebuild this case and to our urban counterparts. Especially the very liberal urban counterparts who really don't have a clue about what a wetland is or what a creek is or a stream or any intermittent stream or a ditch for that matter. And so, you know, to them, this sort of stuff makes sense when the administration, who is, by the way, I mean, this administration is very urban oriented. I just met with the North Dakota Hospital Association reps that are in town talking about rural hospital and critical health care hospitals and the challenges they're having with the administration on reimbursement issues and rules and things so defies common sense and, by the way, does nothing to save money, only costs the government more, forces access to health care further away from the patient, and certainly doesn't, you know, it adds costs in transportation, it adds costs in the cost of the care itself, and does nothing to help the patient, and yet these are the kinds of things that are being advocated by perhaps well-intentioned urban advocates, but our voice on the rural side, you know, we need everybody to be talking. So, Scott, you make a great point.
Appreciate the call, Dennis. Good luck on that. Hal in Fargo, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Question for Congressman Kramer?
Yes, Congressman. Now we've picked a select committee for Benghazi. I'd like to see Trey Gowdy and the team go and pick people to be on the team who won't end up grandstanding or making long speeches. We need to get to the point and get the witnesses talking to see what happened. We don't need to use up all their talk showboating and showing off who's there. We need to get to the point and what happened and when and why and get to the bottom of this situation.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow, that you said it perfectly. I talked to Trey just this morning, actually, and down in the locker room, and I said, you know, congratulations, I think. And I certainly feel like the speaker has tapped the right guy with his experience as a federal prosecutor. But it was so funny you say this, because the one thing he said to me, he said, I just wish it was in a courtroom. He's because, you know, that there are rules in the courtroom, and in this sort of hyper stage, if you will, of media and TV, you know, 24-hour cable TV and whatnot, there's always this temptation to play to the camera as opposed to get to the truth. And so he's well aware of this. The speaker this morning at conference said exactly what you just said. He said, no, you know, we've got the right guy on board. Let's get to business. Let's get to the truth. The American people are with us on this. The polling is overwhelming. The American people feel like we've been lied to. They feel like this requires a lot more investigation. But their patience will wear out if it becomes a media circus as opposed to a serious deliberation. So,
yeah, facts well versus politics. Thanks, Hal. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome for Congressman Kramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's your chance to talk to your member of Congress at 800-228-0550. We'll continue after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Birch Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Climate change. If the hot air in Washington had shut up, the climate had dropped to freezing. Thank you.
All right. We've got a fix for climate change. Less hot air out of Washington, D.C. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, answering your questions at 800-228-0550. You want to take that one on, Kevin?
Well, it's been very cold in Washington all winter, so this is like one of the coldest winters they've had out here. So I don't know if it's all coming from here or not, but I certainly take the sentiment as it was intended.
The report from the White House this week has grabbed some headlines.
Yeah.
I noticed that John Podesta was specifically asked about fracking and took a somewhat nuanced view there, as usual, trying to say, well, yeah, I mean, because of fracking, there's a lot of oil and gas development under our administration. But I think he called it a bridge, you know, that fracking was an important element of oil and gas development that would provide a bridge to newer sources of energy, but didn't exactly pile on. But anyway, what your take on the White House report and a story that's gripped Washington this week on the climate change front?
Well, Scott, the fact that the United Nations, and now the White House are both, are both in sync on climate change, you know, that doesn't give me a whole lot of comfort. Obviously, there continue to be scientists who disagree, and that especially with regard to, there are two things that have been highly criticized, if you excuse the expression. One is the role of human involvement, and that moving target, by the way, Scott, is another one of those things that always makes me suspicious. Early on, you know, when it was global warming and Al Gore, you know, there was no verification that, or anything that anybody would stand up for and say that this is caused by humans. So then they had to go to the next step and try to somehow demonstrate or prove that it was caused by humans. And secondly, that the climatic changes, the weather changes and extremes seem to have been exaggerated quite a bit in this most recent report. So the fact that they're always sort of playing to the previous notions always concerns me with science. So, but you know, one of my things, and I recently did an interview for a national publication on the topic where they're trying to get all of the science, space, and technology members on record with regard to their feelings about these reports. And I said, I'm less concerned, frankly, about these reports than I am about the proposed solutions by this administration. We're clearly not going to agree as a country or as a Congress on, you know, how real climate change is or how devastating it is. What we're having a problem with is the solution. So when the EPA comes up with a solution that shuts down all coal-fired power plants in the United States of America, and it doesn't change, you know, the climate one iota, it has little to no impact on even greenhouse gas emissions globally, why would we unilaterally disarm our own economy and kill more jobs voluntarily if it doesn't actually even solve the problem, if in fact you believe there is a problem? So I think that as Republicans in this divided government in divided country, we need to be talking against the solutions because it's so easy and so ripe for debate, for discussion.
Call that came in during the break, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with Congressman Kramer live on the air on any and all topics today. Here is that comment.
Yes, I'm just wondering when somebody in Congress is going to actually stand up and uphold their oath of office that they took when they were elected and stop this occupant of the White House from all these executive orders, from stomping on the Constitution, except, of course, when it benefits him. But to hear of all these senators and congressmen and congresswomen always talking about, well, the president's doing this. This is unconstitutional. And that's all they do is talk. Nobody does anything. This guy has run roughshod over this country since his election in 2008, or since he took office. It's ridiculous.
All right. Congressman Kramer, give me a chance.
Sure. Well, I think I share, and a lot of members share, this gentleman's sentiment and his frustration, but I think he's very wrong on his assertion that no one's done anything. We've passed many bills, including the RAINS Act, including the Enforce Act, which gives Congress more standing with the courts, including an act, another law that requires the Attorney General of the United States to report any decision, the reasons for any decision to not enforce a law that has been passed. But we're not the final arbiter of what's constitutional, what's not constitutional, because of course, the division of powers, which is in the Constitution. And And so, you know, the courts have upheld some of this unconstitutional behavior that we consider unconstitutional behavior, including the United States Supreme Court with a majority of Republican-appointed justices. So, well, I feel this gentleman's frustration. Let's not forget there's certain things we have to remember, and that is that Barack Obama was not only elected once, but he was reelected with all of this knowledge, you know, by the electorate, and it still happened. Now, that said, I will tell you that in 2013, there were over 27,000 pages of the Federal Register dedicated solely to administrative rules. Not anything that's been run by Congress or vetted by Congress. In fact, in many cases, it's been vetted by Congress and not approved, and so he just goes ahead and does it anyway through the rulemaking process. And he set an all-time record. Imagine that, an all-time record of 27,000 pages. The House of Representatives has passed hundreds of bills that Harry Reid and the United States Senate won't take up that would rein in some of this stuff. But our founders made it hard to do these sorts of things. So the idea that somehow one small part of the government's going to stop Barack Obama from doing what he's doing flies in the face of, you know, there are people on his side that are saying, when is the president going to stand up and stop those Republicans in Congress from doing what they're doing? Like this week, we're going to pass a charter school bill that's going to empower states and empower local schools and parents with more parental choice and enhancing and incenting more charter schools, which save money and give choice and have demonstrated in states that it's been done to provide a higher quality and a greater outcome by the children. North Dakota does not have a charter school law, but this is a huge, huge law that we're going to pass, this week, and quite frankly, it's going to pass with a lot of Democrat votes and put a lot of pressure on the Senate, perhaps, to do the same thing. So
and
we do what we can
with
a divided government.
Might also give the NDEA fits. The National Education Association has
ramped up the calling trees, I can tell you that. But we may get as many as 300 votes. If we get up to 300, even 250, but if we get up to 300 votes out of the House of Representatives, it'll be a strong signal and a strong mandate to the education traditions of this country, the new education traditions of this country, that's time to shape up.
All right, calls are stacking up. You appreciate that one. Bob Grand Forks, Brian and Williston, when we come back, and some others that are coming off the air as well for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
And I want to talk
on
about
the
Waters
Talk Radio
of the U.S.
Tunnel.
Again, when we come back.
Waters of the U.S., and a way for you to weigh in on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The hour. Bob and Grand Forks waiting. Richard and Fargo get to you next year. You wanted to mention something about how folks can weigh in on the EPA water issue, right?
We were and talked about the waters of the U.S. And his role as a county or a township officer and rancher and all of his areas. And I said the best thing to do is get on and comment on the regulation while the comment period is open, and it is currently open. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it a link to that site on my website. We'll tweet it out, Facebook it, so that people can easily access it. Go on, it's one click, and then you can comment and then preview it and click it on, and it'll go into the official record. And I think, Scott, your advice to Dennis, get as many people as you can to comment on this crazy rule is very, very important. And this is our moment. This is our opportunity to demonstrate. It's not just one congressman from North Dakota that feels this way. So we'll tweet it out. It's under regulations.gov if anybody wants to look it up quickly. But you could probably find it. But we'll tweet the directly to the page. We'll put the link on our tweet and Facebook accounts.
Twitter. All right. So watch Facebook and or Twitter. If you're following Congressman Kramer, you'll get it. Does that make a difference, by the way? I mean, is that the kind of ammunition you need to have real
volume
people?
Volume matters. Volume of comments matters. If at the very least it requires them to read a lot of stuff, but it does matter and certainly backs me up and backs our senators up when they're trying to hold them accountable as well. So more is better.
Bob in Grand Forks for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Bob. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Louise Lerner, I think, belongs in prison, and I think the House is going to vote for her being in contempt. I just want to know, what does that mean other than a fancy word? Does it change her life at all, or is it just, it's like Eric Holder should be, I believe he belongs in prison for everything he's done, and he's in contempt, but what does it matter?
Yeah. So, great question, Bob. So, yeah, I think we are going to vote this week. There was a resolution that has been offered up. We may even vote on it today. If not today, probably tomorrow, to hold Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. What does that mean exactly? Well, it means, of course, she's held in contempt. And it can have further legal ramifications if she doesn't cooperate. And that would probably be a next resolution or two. It could involve perhaps prosecution of some sort. Our goal with her, Bob, however, is to get Lois Lerner to testify. And my sense, and I don't know Lois Lerner, don't get me wrong, but I do know a lot of the committee members and leadership that have been examining her and that have taken, not from her, but from others, depositions and whatnot. My sense of it is that she would like to cooperate. Now, as you know, she wants immunity to cooperate, and that's probably not going to happen. Although I think there's a chance if she would first, testify outside of public and privately testify to what she knows and what she would testify. If she's granted immunity, she would have a chance at that. The problem with immunity, of course, is that if she's granted immunity, that gives her free and clear the opportunity to take all of the blame for everything, and that may very well be what keeps us from getting to the truth as opposed to actually getting to the truth. So in the end, a person can be prosecuted for contempt. That can happen in the long run. That our goal at this point, however, is to get more information and get to the truth, not to simply lock Lois Lerner up for a short period of time for being in contempt, but rather to get all the information and to hold the right people accountable.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. Let's go to Richard in Fargo. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, you made a comment about Obama being reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is not so much that people like Obama.
Sure.
The fact that the Republican Party keeps electing these, you know, moderate fools, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
McCain and Romney were a joke. And to add insult to injury, you know, not only they, but other Republican candidates allow themselves to get caught up in these gotcha questions.
Yeah.
Which just totally destroys, you know, gets out of hand. You know, they'll say, well, do you believe in marriage? And they'll say, yeah. Well, then they'll allow the press to turn that into, well, he hates gays.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets out of hand, and they don't do nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as the leadership in the House and the Senate, I mean, you guys are going to be in a minority and continue to be in a minority until they start respecting their base. And they're not. They're at this point, they just totally diss their base, and they're better plan on staying in a minority, because if they put up another McCain, who's going to vote for that?
Yeah. You raised several interesting political points, Richard. One of them being, that we allow the press, to report inaccurately a position that we maybe take, saying, we're for marriage, therefore we're against gays, is their interpretation, and that we ought to make them stop it. And that flies really in the face of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, we may not like the way the press does this stuff, and they may be very manipulative, but we can't make them stop it, and we don't, quote, allow them to do it, except perhaps by our willingness to be transparent and to talk. With regard to presidential nominees, I think you make a very good and very valid point, and as Scott, I'm sure, will point out if I don't, in North Dakota, we didn't select Mitt Romney, but rather Senator Rick Santorum won the North Dakota caucus overwhelmingly, and Ron Paul came in second. It was Romney actually came in third, but many parts of our country are not like us.
Well, I guess I understand the freedom of the press. I guess what I should say is, you know, the nominees shouldn't make the mistake of going on Rachel Maddow or Ed Schultz.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get out of that.
Yeah. No, Richard, you raise a very, it's interesting to hear you talk, because the things you're saying right now are the exact discussions that a lot of people have sitting around, the coffee table, or wherever they might be strategizing, even here in Washington, about these very issues. And the base, you raise multiple points, but the base wants a good, strong conservative that can articulate in a way that is less offensive, perhaps, than some of them get trapped into. And so it takes not only a strong conviction, but it also takes some real skills. But look what happens as soon as, take a person, I'm going to choose him because I think he's a good example, but Marco Rubio, enjoyed the strong support of the base for a long time until immigration reform. Now, here's the son of an immigrant, came along, and he tried to make a bad bill better and, has some empathy. And right away, the base, if you will, sort of just dumps on somebody like that because they have some of these skills. We sort of like the red meat laid out in front of us, and then we sort of run from them if they make a mistake or try to articulate in a different way. So we have some challenges even just among ourselves to better understand the science of politics, if you will. But you, Richard, you make very, very good and important points, and I can't find any disagreement with them. But we just need to get skilled. You're right.
Thanks, Richard. Let's go to Brian in Williston. Brian, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Congressman
Kramer. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Congressman Kramer, for your service. Appreciate it very much. Hey, I just had a couple of things real quick. Like you were talking about both global warming and these issues with Obama, continuing issues. First of all, I just want to make a comment. Do you guys remember the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware and them pushing the ice packs out of the way on the Delaware?
Yeah, I guess I don't recall it exactly.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that was the last time. That was basically the last year that the Delaware had frozen over. So we left a mini ice age back in 1780, and we've been in a global warming process since 1780. The other particular point of view on this is let's jump forward back to 9/11. When 9/11 occurred, they shut down all air traffic flights across the U.S. There happened to be a gentleman, I can't remember his name, professor at the University of Oklahoma doing a study on global warming at that time. And what he found out was during that short period of time that the aircraft were shut down from flying across the United States, the average temperature of the United States increased by 3.5 degrees. So the other side of what nobody talks about with global warming is global dimming. Remember that Al Gore back in him and Branson at one time were offering like $1 million for some sort of solution. I don't know if that's still available, but definitely have a couple of ideas along that line. But, you know, there is an absolute reverse side to this. I mean, remember Gore way back when was talking about the need to set off an equivalent of 70 nuclear bombs across the world in order to offset the current levels. Well, that's ludicrous in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I just want, you know, that was the line along that. And then still do have another comment regarding President Obama.
Well, that's a lot of information to take in terms of the background. I had not ever heard this Oklahoma professor story. I'd have to check that one out, I guess. But at any rate, Brian, I appreciate the input and would be happy to answer. If you have a very real specific question, I'd be happy to try and get at it. But
Regarding, I know, for instance, everybody in the cabinet and so forth, you know, they take oaths of office and, you know, protecting the country against foreign and domestic enemies.
Sure.
And, you know, if I or anybody that's been listening, you know, any of the listeners right now, would go out and actually defy the United States Constitution and violate it, I'm certain Homeland Security would be all over us in a heartbeat. Having us arrested as domestic terrorists and proceeding with the prosecution in that way and manner. So if you look at President Obama and also Eric Holder tearing down the Constitution in a way that they are doing, you know, the reason to me, there's no way we're going to be able to impeach him because the Senate is held by the, you know, the Democratic Congress.
Right.
So I think you're going at it the wrong way. Take a look at him as being a actual domestic terrorist, and with the process of this, that he's going through, and any of the other cronies that he has that's participating in along those lines. And since he's the commander in chief of the armed forces, I would hold him under the UCMJ for being a terrorist of the United States.
All right, I take your advice under advisement, but I have to tell you that in terms of getting, you know, a solution and being effective at it, that might be one that would be more of a distraction than it would be worth. I can, that would be my view.
Get you in the front page of a lot of papers across
that,
the country.
A
few cable chat shows will be talking about that solution.
Yeah,
but anyway, appreciate the. Short break, back with our final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes course of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, where you get the 4-for-4 deal. You can't beat that. It's a special, but it's actually there every day, all day. Four items for $4. And we're talking about a hot stuff, fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce Fountain Pop for $4. Or you can do coffee instead of pop, and you can do a breakfast pizza, and you got lots of choices there. So it's a great way to go. These are the folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And some great deals now through May 23rd include the sign up for the $10,000 giveaway. Get yourself a Hershey candy bar for 69 cents, a 3 1/4 ounce Jack Link jerky for $3.99, or a 32 ounce Powerade for 79 cents at PetroServe USA locations near you. All right, a couple calls waiting. And also, quickly, if you could, give me the recap on yesterday's roundtable. You brought out a colleague from Minnesota, another member of Congress, and had some North Dakota experts on human trafficking, and I understand a very well-received panel.
Well,
what's the outcome?
Scott, it was one of those things where you put something together, you know it's an important issue. I brought Eric Paulson from Minnesota, who has taken the lead on this issue, on the legislation here in Washington, Two of his bills passed out of committee last week. We'll be taking them up in a couple of weeks on the floor, along with Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who's done the same. You know, brought some victim advocates and the victim herself, some nonprofit faith-based groups, along with the federal and state law enforcement officials, and Wayne Stengem, our attorney general. And I sat there and thinking, this is perhaps some of the most significant 90 minutes that I've spent in Congress is on that issue. And it was an overwhelming response, an important topic. And I just applaud everybody at every level that participated in it. And the Star Tribune picked it up today in Minneapolis, highlighting, of course, Congressman Paulson and Senator Klobuchar, and the fact that Eric was in Williston with me yesterday talking about the topic. It came up this morning with the Republican conference because we'll be bringing the bills to the floor. Specifically, a safe harbor bill is the one that I'm on that Eric introduced. That's important. That treats minor victims of sex trafficking as victims and not as defendants, which is very, very important. And Minnesota has that type of a law. We need to have it in North Dakota. I think we will after the next legislative session. And we'll pass a federal law that does the same thing. So we also need some help to help one of the people that testified yesterday is Wendy Lazenko, who started a nonprofit called For Her and D. They need a safe house, which is critical to helping young women get out of the bondage of sex trafficking. And if you think it doesn't exist, think again. It exists big time. And give them an incentive to a safe place where they can feel free to start healing, and we can get to the bottom of it. But our state's done tremendous work. The Attorney General's done great work in sting operations and whatnot to get to perpetrators, to Johns, and as well as to pimps. We just need to do more to protect these women.
Al in Central North Dakota, Heather in Bodno, we have about 3 minutes left, so we're going to go real quick with your questions and answers from Congressman Kramer to wrap up the hour here. Al, go ahead. You're first up.
Just wondering, taking all the problems that they throw at us with our coal-fired generating plants in North Dakota,
yeah.
How about if we just shut them down?
There's been a lot of talk of that, Al. There's been a lot of talk of that, especially any electricity that goes east beyond our borders.
Yeah.
Of course, that would be, as tempting as that is, that wouldn't be the most responsible way. But, you know, they're going to do it to themselves at some point, the way they're going. These intermittent sources of electricity are just that. They're intermittent. And if at some point the wind doesn't blow and the sun's not shining and the coal-fired power plants shut down to make room on the grid, they may get the brownout or blackout that you're longing for.
I'm guessing it would bring along a whole bunch of allies from states where we're exporting our energy to.
You know, it's an important point, though, Scott and Al, is that, you know, the people that we sell our electricity to from North Dakota into Minnesota, realizing that North Dakota just won a major lawsuit in federal court against a Minnesota law that prohibited any further coal-fired electricity being transferred the lawsuit was, of course, based on the Commerce Clause, and we won. And a lot of people, including, you know, some Democrats in the legislature in North Dakota, were critical even of me when I was on the Public Service Commission advocating for our position against Minnesota. And they're saying, well, we're suing our friends. We're suing our biggest customers. And the reality is we're suing on behalf of our biggest customers. It's not the farmers and and the businesses and the people of Minnesota who oppose coal. It's a few crazy activists that have control over the Minnesota legislature that pass laws like that when it's really the rural electric cooperatives and the utilities in Minnesota and their customers that we're suing on behalf of with their support. And so, but you raise a good point, Al.
Heather, literally about 10 seconds for your question. Sorry, we're up against the clock. Quickly for Congressman Kramer. Heather and Bob.
Yeah, this is regarding last week when you were talking about Per, Minnesota, about the breathalyzer test. It was prompt. This incident happened in Roulette this last weekend on Saturday that all the attendants had a breathalyzer test and the parents were not well informed of it. So I'm just wondering where the rights are there.
Yeah, and
this is not my
not a question for Congressman Kramer, okay. but actually the ACLU had protested the breath test analyzer being used at a prom in Perm, Minnesota, and they shut it down. So I need to know more about that, Heather. Maybe we'll dig into that. Congressman Kramer, thanks for the time today. We'll chat again next week. Appreciate it.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, friends. 5 before the hour. We're out of time. We'll do it again. Mike Cook on some property tax reform ideas on tomorrow's program. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.